Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. The Almighty Living God blessed us to be in the land of the living one more day, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning and started on your way. He put allow you to breathe a little bit longer. I'm just excited this morning about what God is doing in your life. He allowed your heart to beat properly, your lungs, Father God, to just move up and down. God is just doing great things in our lives. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. This is Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. And we thank God for our Archbishop Alamasi, who want to elevate me to Archbishop. We thank God for you, Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi. And we'll be giving you further information on the elevation. We thank God the promotion comes even from the north, the south, the east, or the west. But promotion comes from God. And when God promotes you, it will last. Thank God for Jesus. So we want to thank God for Archbishop Alamasi and the promotion that she's blessing me with. But most of all, we thank God. God is God all by himself. So we thank God. Don't let man promote you. You know what? Allow the Holy Spirit, the living God, to promote you. So we thank God for the work that Archbishop Alamasi is doing today in our community. And we thank God. She's a woman of God. She worked at the Pentagon. She worked, was in the Army, the Navy, I believe the Air Force. I know she was in three branches of the military. So we thank God for Archbishop Alamasi, truly a woman of God, blessing God's people all over the world. Yes, all over the world. And that's what the Word of God tells us, go. You can tell us, call us to sit in no one place. We go to the church, we get filled up, we get our oil as we do with our cars, we get our everything checked out, our bodies checked out, and we go forth and make a difference and win souls for Christ. So go ye therefore, all right? Don't just sit on your gifts. Let God use you in a mighty way, men and women of God. Yes, this is your soon-to-be Archbishop, Patricia Stewart, Baltimore, Maryland. Blessed city of Baltimore. I don't care where you are. You are truly blessed. Things into existence, peace and love and happiness and joy. Yes, we're speaking things into existence that are of God. Souls being saved, lives being changed, healing and deliverance taking place. And we thank God for Mother Annie Green, Queen Mother Annie Green. By his stripes, she is healed. So we thank God for the healing, y'all. We thank God for the healing of Mother Annie Green. And those of you who have lost loved ones this past month, we are praying for you, you, and you. And we know that God is a God that can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed us yet. No, he hasn't. So we want to thank God for all he's done and all he's going to do in our lives. And we want to praise him and glorify him and magnify him on today. Amen. And not only on this day, but every day. We will give God the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory. Oh, let us magnify the Lord. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Coe's funeral services, 5126 Bel Air Road. Man of God traveling all around the world, blessing God's people everywhere he goes. So we thank God for his wife, Deaconess Gwen. We thank God for Shanita Keller, our realtor, licensed realtor and broker in several states. We thank God for you, Shanita Kelly. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977 if you'd like to purchase or sell the home that you're now in. And she's planning setting up seminars all over the state of Maryland so you can get the information that you need if you plan on purchasing, selling, or just want to get information and get your finances in order. Yeah, get your finances in order so that Shanita Kelly will help that purchase or that sale to be a blessing and not a burden. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God for the praying woman of God. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. And we thank God for Dr. David Gaines, truly a man of God, Ebony Styles, Natural Hairstyles, at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Dr. David Gaines is still sharing those fresh fruits and vegetables along with bread and pastry, free, free, free. We thank God for you, man of God, blessing our community with the fresh fruits and vegetables, but you have to give them a call. And you have to pick them up, okay? So give Dr. David Gaines a call if you want those fresh fruits and vegetables. You got to pick them up from his location at 2103. That's right, 2103 North Charles Street. Let me get that right. 2103 North Charles Street, Ebony Styles, Dr. David Gaines, a man of God. And also, if you need an appointment to keep those locks in good shape, those braids in good shape, those natural hairstyles, give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, a man of God, also has a barber on site. But you got to schedule an appointment. He's operating according to CDC guidelines, y'all. Truly, truly want to keep you safe, healthy, and happy. All right? So give Dr. David Gaines a call if you'd like to have those locks hooked up or those natural hairstyles, or you just need a barber. Give him a call at 443-449-3631, 2103 North Charles Street. Let him know you're in here at Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. And didn't disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Yes, he did. And thank God he gave them that model prayer. So we thank God that we are praying without ceasing. Men and women of God, he didn't say without ceasing. He didn't say sing without ceasing. He said pray without ceasing. Prayer is very, very important. We thank God. We thank God that he taught his disciples how to pray. And we want to teach you how to pray. Amen. When you're doing a prayer over the altar call, you do a prayer over the altar call. When you're doing a prayer over the offering, you do a prayer over the offering. Amen. So teach us how to pray, Lord. All of us. Amen. Let us do the right thing. Let us do what's pleasing and acceptable in thy eyesight. Glory, hallelujah. We're going to rejoice in the Lord this morning, and we are just excited about the celebration for Mother Annie Green, the viewing on this coming Thursday at Brown's at Fulton and Reisterstown Road in the blessed city of Baltimore from 3 to 5. Public viewing come out, and we just want to rejoice and just come out and just bless one another with the presence of the Almighty Living God. Bring the Spirit of God with you, all right? Don't be bringing all that sad stuff. We know we're going to shed some tears, and it's okay. We know that tears is healing. So come out and just bless Mother Annie Green with your presence, okay? Also, don't forget the homegoing service will be on Friday, April the 5th, and that's 10 a.m. is the viewing, and at 10:30, the homegoing celebration at New Union Baptist Church, 510 North Monroe Street, the late pastor, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, and now we are just excited about what God is going to do, a new thing at New Union Baptist Church. Go to God be the glory, 510 North Monroe Street, and we're praying for a spirit of peace, hallelujah, all over the city, all over the state. We're praying for those that lost loved ones at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. We're praying for those loved ones and those individuals, terrible attack. And we're just praying for our nation as a whole. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are praying for you, 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 and you. We all stand in need of prayer. So we're going to have a little bit of praise and worship this morning, and we're going to go into our lesson and just let God use us, go into the Word of God. We know the Word of God is what's keeping us. Amen? That's what's keeping us, the Word of God. Hallelujah. I shall wear a crown. Yes, indeed. Isn't that a blessing? We shall wear a crown. But we got to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you want to wear that crown, you got to have that personal relationship. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a highway to heaven. It's a highway. It's a highway to heaven. Yes, it is. Nobody's going to walk over there but the pure in heart. Think about it. Is your heart pure? Think about it. But we know one thing. God is real. Yes, he is. Yes, God is real. Playing time is over, my dear ones. Yes, God is real. And he's real in my soul. What about your soul? Uh-huh. Yes, God is real. Tell someone to tune into Worldwide Prayer and Faith Ministries, teaching ministry on prayer. Yes, God is real. We thank God. Playing time is over, my dear ones. It's time to get right with God. Get right with God. Not with the pastor. Mm-mm. Not with the Pope. Mm-mm. Not with the president. To get right with God. And do it now. Yeah, now. Do it right now. Get right with God. Somebody said, well, how do I do that? Surrender. Surrender. Uh-huh. Totally surrender to him. Yield to the Almighty Living God. You're not sure as to where you're going to leave. You might leave this earth in the next couple of seconds. Are you sure? You know, we sing that song, On My Way to Heaven. Mm-hmm. Are you sure this morning? Without the shadow of a doubt, Elder Dawn, without the shadow of a doubt, Minister Sharon, without the shadow of a doubt, Sister Esther, without the shadow of a doubt, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, without the shadow of a doubt, Minister Yvonne, Wallace Green, Dr. Ron Green, without the shadow of a doubt, AJ. Yes, without the shadow of a doubt, Dr. Patricia McCray, Evangelist Jack Nita, Pastor Linda Smith, without the shadow of a doubt. Yeah, I'm talking to all of you. Mm-hmm. All of you. And that goes for me, too. Are you, without the shadow of a doubt, you know that you're on your way to heaven. You got that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm just calling some names out. I'm not saying that it's you, the names that I'm calling out. Apostle Margie Mercer. Dr. Wallace Johnson. Dr. Bernice Moorwright. Ursula Dorsey. Rosie Traham. Diane Green. Maddie Hightower. Rhonda Hightower. Ricky Hightower. T.J. Staten. Yeah. Without the shadow of a doubt, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Deaconess Gwen Close, Deacon Theodore Price, Deacon Spain, Deacon Terry, without the shadow of a doubt, Deaconess Belinda Yarbrough, without the shadow of a doubt, Bobby Gladden, Brenda Gladden, Brother Jerry Pathia, Dr. Paul Johnson, Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle and Woman of God, Joanne Farley, Pastor Tammy Caesar, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Pastor Victor Mines, without the shadow of a doubt, Brother Alfred Bellamy, Sister Ruth Bellamy, Sister Lillian. Yes, Shamika, without the shadow of a doubt. You know that if you leave this earth in the next couple of seconds that you're on your way to heaven. You know you got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Praise God. Accept him this morning as your personal Savior. Receive him in your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. He wants all of you. We serve a jealous God. Who are you worshiping today? Who are you worshiping today? Yourself? Your clothes? Your money? Your job? Your children? Your husband? Your wife? He said, put no other gods before me. Yeah, some of y'all got some other gods that y'all worshiping. My motto for Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, and God gave it to me, God, family, and church. God, family, and church. God, family, and church. Uh-huh. Some of y'all put church first. Y'all put church before y'all put before God. You put church before your family. God, family, church. The Bible should be running the church. The Word of God, uh-huh, should be the book that you're using to run your ministry. The Word of God is the book that you should be using to run your household. As for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. Do your children, or do you know the 10th commandments? Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. Have you ever taught your children the 10th commandments? And do you know them yourself? Mother Annie Green posted them in our rooms. We had to write them. Yes, we did. Learn those 10th commandments by heart. Post those 10th commandments on your refrigerator. Yeah, when they're going in and out of the refrigerator, you'll see those 10th commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Well, you might have told them they couldn't have any more ice cream in there, and they're sneaking getting ice cream. Post those 10th commandments in the bathroom when they're brushing their teeth. Put them on the mirror. Post those 10th commandments in their bedroom. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, and he's real. Thank you, God. We're going to go to the Word of God because I always say it's the Word of God that keeps you, teach you. Mm-hmm. Psalm 91, for those of you who have your Bibles, read Psalm 91, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Put it in your car. Yeah, open your Bible to Psalm 91. Put it in your car. For those of you that have your cell phones and your laptops, take it and type it up and put it in your car. Post it in your car. Uh-huh. Travel with that Psalm 91 in your heart and in your spirit and your soul and post it in your car. Truck. Vehicle. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee, O my God. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. There is a reward for the wicked. The battle's not yours, it's the Lord's. Thank you, God. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Men and women of God, we got everlasting life. Everlasting life in Jesus Christ. Everlasting life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Somebody ought to glorify him this morning. Because we know that the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. It all belongs to him. Thank you, God. Let's go to Psalm 20. We gave you that earlier in this year. Those are the scriptures that God gave us for the year 2024. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation in the name of our God. We will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from the holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Who are you trusting in this morning? What are you trusting in? Your money, your good looks, your clothes, your job. If I lose this job, I don't know how I'm going to make it. If you know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you want to make it. I'm not going to speak up on the job because I don't want to lose my job. If I lose my job, my home will be gone. If I lose my job, I'm going to lose my car. But you said you trust in God. You said you trust in God. You said you trust in God. And I'm going to serve him till I die. Watch your words. Because God will test you to see if you really trust him. You hear me this morning? God will test you and try you. You said you trusted me. So let me see if you're really going to trust in me now. Uh-huh. The tables are turning. On you, you, and you. So let me see if you're really going to trust me. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are put down and fallen, but ye are risen. And you stand upright in your situations, in your trials, in your tribulations, in sickness and death. You stand upright. Hold your head up high. And said, I'm trusting in God. Man may not understand. They'll look at you and say, is he or she crazy? She done lost her job and talk about she trusting in God. His wife done walked out on him. He said he trusting in God. Children acting crazy and won't even listen to you. And you say you trust in God. The world will understand it. They are put down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. On our jobs, we stand upright. Thank you, God. In our homes, we stand upright. In our neighborhoods, we stand upright. In the church, we stand upright. When they're calling you everything but a child of God, you stand upright. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Glory, hallelujah. Psalm 20 in its entirety. May the Lord bless the hearers and doers of his word. Thank you, Jesus. Do you hear me this morning? May the Lord bless the hearers and doers of his word. His word is already blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Listen to this in verse 4. He that hath clean hands. Are your hands clean this morning? And I ain't talking about just washing the dirt off your hands. This is a spiritual thing. Are your hands clean? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Uh-huh. God is checking out that heart. Because some of our hearts are deceitful. Very deceitful. And God knows this. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. God has not forgotten about you. No, he's not forgotten about you. He said, I'll send you a comforter, and the comforter is the Holy Ghost. He knows all about that trial. He knows all about that situation. Before it even occurred, Elder Dawn, he knew that that was going to happen on that job. Pastor Victor, he knew what was going to happen in that store. He knew, Minister Tiffany, about your situation. Will betray him? He knows all about your body. Glory, hallelujah. Dr. David Gaines, he knew what was going to happen there at that nursing home. But didn't he bring you through? Glory, hallelujah. Minister Yvonne McFadden, he knows all about your situations. He knows about what you're going through, Minister Shern, Minister Duffy, Pastor Hickman. He knows all about your situations. Yes, Pastor Hickman, he knows all about your situation. He knows what you're going through. Yes, he does, Sister Burdett of Washington. He knows exactly what's going to happen. When, what, who, and where. He knows all about your situation. He knows all about our troubles. And some of them not emails. We're claiming them. Stop claiming those things in the name of Jesus. Stop claiming them. Thank you, God. He's speaking this morning. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Shelah. Lift up your heads, Sister Greta, Evangelist Jack Nita, Evangelist Janet, Jennifer. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. The King of Glory shall come in. You got to let him come in now. You can't sit there and murmur and complain. You said you trust him. Let him come into your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. You know, once you accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, there's a transformation of your mind. You don't think like you think when you were unsaved. Let him come in. This morning, this afternoon, noontime. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory, Shelah. Glory, hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up. I want you to lift up the name of Jesus this morning. I want you to glorify and magnify the Almighty Living God this morning. You stand upright in the midst of your trials and your tribulations. The Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And this joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us. And guess what? The world can't take it away. Don't allow the world to steal your joy. Men and women of God, you're saved, you're born again, you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You're now a brand new creature in Jesus Christ. You don't act like the world acts. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to hear me this morning. Somebody ought to praise and worship God this morning. Yeah, you're going through a trial right now. You're going through a tribulation. Yes, we are. And the Word of God tells us we're going to have trials and tribulations. He don't lie. But he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, God. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, teach us how to pray. One of the most powerful yet least known forms of prayer is a prayer of protection. Through the prayer of protection, you can mentally say no to negative experiences, even stop them completely for others and yourself.
Through the act of prayer itself protects. Define definite prayers of protection are even more powerful. Through prayers of protection, you can dissolve unhappy experiences in which you have gotten involved in. Yeah, some of us get involved in some things that we shouldn't even be getting involved in. In other people's business, other people's marriages, other people's homes, other people's situations. Lots of times, my dear ones, we put ourselves in things that we should not be involved in. Through prayers of protection, you can dissolve unhappy experiences in which you have gotten involved in yourself. Then you want to cry out to God and say, how in the world did I get into this? Because you opened up your mouth and God didn't tell you to do that. You went over there and didn't pray and ask God, should I go over there? Should I marry him? Should I marry her? Should I take that job? Should I be involved in that situation? Did you pray and seek the Lord about it, or you did jump up and did what you wanted to do? And now you want to blame God. You can also help dissolve the negative experiences of others. The 91st Psalm is one of the most powerful prayers of protection in the Bible. The psalmist knew how important it was to pray prayers of protection. Thank you, God. As he guarded his helpless sheep against wild animals and climate weather and 1,001 ills, thus he filled his songs with protective prayers. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. A man once lived through a shipwreck that took the lives of many. When asked how he survived when death came to all those around him, this wise man replied, I had prayed over and over again in the 91st Psalm. As a spiritual being made a little lower than the angels, that's in the 8th Psalm, you can gain domination over the world. You're going to gain dominion over the world and completely cast out and dissolve negative experiences from your life. The word protect means to shield from injury, danger, or loss. The prayer of protection helps you to do just that, as it shields you against loss, injury, danger, unhappiness, and all the unnecessary experiences of life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. A very successful businesswoman has often stated that many of her success secrets is that she sends forth prayers of protection before her into her business world each day. Before even stepping out that door to go to work, before you go to school, before you even go shopping in the market, before you go get gas for your car, before you go to the mechanic, before you go for that walk in the park all by yourself, you need to pray a prayer of protection and use some common sense. At a time when almost everyone in a company was being fired by the new owner and was suffering the loss of thousands of dollars in income, this woman retained her job and went on to work in peace and harmony with her new boss as she daily used the protective prayer. I clothed myself safely, round with infinite love and wisdom. If you are already in the midst of unhappy experiences, prayers of protection can get you out of them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pray prayers of protection. In these challenging times when one hears so much about war, crime, disease, poverty, and 1,000 inharmonies of mind and body, you should constantly use prayers of protection so that it will not come nigh thee. If some of these inharmonies are already in your life, prayers of protection can help you, yes, to victoriously dissolve them. Prayers of protection. Prayers of protection can protect you from robbery. Prayers of protection can protect you from inharmonies in your life. Prayers of protection can bring peace, health, and plenty. Prayers of protection can help you and others in your family. Prayers of protection can put out fire, My God, my God, my God. Prayers of protection to the almighty living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pray protectively for yourself. I'm surrounding myself with the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm free from the negative thoughts of others. I am free from the negative thoughts of others. Because I'm surrounding myself with the pure white light of Jesus Christ. Declare for other people, you are surrounded by the pure white light of Jesus Christ. I pronounce you free from the negative thoughts of others in the name of Jesus. On your job, in your home, in your neighborhood, in your classrooms, in your schools. Pray prayers of protection. And pronounce that you're free from the negative thoughts of others. And stop thinking negative of yourself. I told you about Muhammad Ali. I'm the greatest. Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I'm a beautiful, handsome man. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I couldn't understand it at first. But Lord ministered to me. You better think positive about yourself. You better think I'm the greatest. I'm God's woman. I'm God's man. Yes, I am the greatest. God don't create no junk. God don't create no losers. We're all winners, men and women of God. Think highly of yourself. Hold your head up high. Magnify the Lord. I'm God's woman. I'm God's man. Walk with your head up high. Pray those prayers of protection. Let it sink down in your soul, your sanctified soul, men and women of God. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as men and women of God. We thank you, Father God, for each and every individual who accepted you as their personal Savior. We thank you for those that have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for this day, for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from the fires, the thieves, and the floods of the night. We thank you, Father, our homes are still intact. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, that we're in our right mind, that we have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. We thank you because we trust you today. We believe your word. And we know that all power comes from on high. We believe that you're in charge. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's happening in the world, we know that God is still in charge. And we take you at your word. I decree and declare a spirit of peace, a spirit of love. I decree and declare healing upon your mind, body, spirit, and soul on this day. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. You can't do it all by yourself. You can't change nobody. You can't change your husband. You can't change your wife. You can't change your children. You can't change that boss on that job. You set an example. You walk that walk. You walk that walk. You have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You stay in the word of God. Glory, hallelujah. We praise someone that's going through a situation right now. Someone's going through a trial and a tribulation right now. Somebody's standing in healing right now and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. That drug addict, Father God, take that crack cocaine out of his or her hands in the name of Jesus. Take that needle out of their hands, Father God. No more heroin for you. No more crack. No more cocaine. No more cigarette smoking. Take that drink out of his hand, her hand, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Father God. We are praying for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Touch that disobedient child. That young child is running rampant in the streets. Remove him or her from the gangs, from the hands of the evil one. Let him fall on bended knees and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Touch him right now. Our children
and individuals that are running rampant in the streets. Let them cry out to you and yield to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Let them accept you as their personal Savior. People need the Lord, not laws, not regulations. People need the Lord, and Father God, we're crying out to you this morning. Touch someone's son, someone's daughter. Take them out of the hands of the enemy. Let them make the right choices on this day. Touch that individual that's about to commit suicide. Not on this day will you commit suicide. Take that gun, that knife, those pills out of your hands. Throw those pills in the toilet. Flush them in the name of Jesus. You will not commit suicide on our watch. Glory be to God. Take that gun out of that individual's hand, Father God, that's about to kill themselves and their family members. Stop them in their tracks right now. Let them feel and experience the power of the Almighty Living God. Let them know that you're in charge. Take away that hatred out of their hearts, their mind, their spirits, and their souls. Fill them with peace. Let them know that God is real. Let them know that Jesus loves them, in spite of what they might have heard from their parents, their teachers. Let them know, Father God, that you're a loving God. And Father God, that you have a plan for their life right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah and say, God, I thank you for the plan that you have for my life. We pray, Father God, because you told us to pray without ceasing. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for touching our homes, keeping us safe on our jobs as we travel near and far, in our cars, on the train, the airplane. Thank you, Father God, right now, for someone that need a touch from you right now. Let them know that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, that you will send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, for healing that person's heart, regulating that mind. No more dementia, no more Alzheimer's, no more mental diseases. Cast it back to the pits of hell from which it came. We're not going to claim no senior moments. We're going to claim moments with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Touch our minds right now. Let us have a mind stayed on thee. Bless someone, Father God, that's staying in need of a home right now, a place to stay. It may not be a mansion. We thank you, Father God, for that room that you provided for someone, that food and that morsel of bread. We thank you right now for blessing someone, Father God, that's been walking the streets all night long, not knowing which direction to go in. Touch that mind, Father God, that they will yield to you, the Almighty Living God. We thank you for the celebration of the seven last words on the cross on yesterday. And we thank you, Father God, for the celebration on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. Resurrection Day, my dear ones. And we want to praise you and thank you right now for healing Tiffany. We thank you, Father God, for healing. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for healing each and every individual that's staying in need of healing right now from cancer, diabetes. Thank you for the healing right now from arthritis and bursitis. Circulatory problems, pulmonary problems, letting them breathe freely, taking them off those breathing machines. Let them breathe freely, Father God, touching those lungs in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch someone that's troubled right now, don't know which direction to go in, but let them know, Father God, that you've heard their prayer. Let them know, Father God, the battle is not theirs, it's the Lord's. Comfort them right now, someone's son, someone's daughter who have lost a loved one. Comfort that family right now in the name of Jesus. Let them still see Jesus in the midst of this situation. Let them still cry out to you. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God. Bless someone with favor in the bank, at the grocery store, as they make that transaction to purchase that new home, as they make that transaction to sell the home they're now in. Bless someone with the favor of God. Favor is priceless. Bless Brother Cassie. Bless Brother Casey. Bless, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our President of the United States, Joe Biden. Touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let him do what thus saith the Lord.
Touch his wife, Father God, Dr. Jill Biden, our Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband. Father God, touch those families. And Father God, you speak to them. Let them hear from you, Father God, before they make any rules or regulations that are not of God. Touch our congressmen, our senators, House of Representatives, Ways and Means Committee, councils, governors, mayors, those who are running for office, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Donald Trump. You changed, Father God, Saul, and he became Paul. And you can do the same thing with Donald Trump. Touch Barack Obama. Touch Bill Clinton. Touch, Father God, all the past presidents. Let them come together and praise you and glorify you and yield to you and their families. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and pray for Delegate Melvin Stoops, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless him, Father God, and we pray for his healing and deliverance right now. Pastor Rosie Kobe, we're praying for you and your healing right now. Glory, hallelujah. Dr. Dolores Thorpe, we're praying for you. Welland Baptist Church, New Union Baptist Church, we're praying for the body of Christ. Gospel Tabernacle, Bishop Reginald Kennedy and your wife, we're praying for you. Deacon Mamie Duffy, we're praying for you. Yes, God is able. Hallelujah. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gregory Gilmore Sr., Pastor Gregory Gilmore Jr., Melissa, First Lady, Lady Kern, we're praying for you. Dr. Ron Green, we are praying for you. We're praying for you and Sandra. We're praying for those that are traveling near and far to get to their loved ones, Father God. Be with them as they cross the bridges, the highways, and the byways. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. And we want to thank you and praise you and glorify and magnify you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus on this day. I decree and declare a spirit of peace, a spirit of love. Grant your people godly wisdom and godly knowledge and godly understanding. Strengthen me, your servant, Father God, that I'll continue to go forth and do what thus says the Lord, winning souls for Christ. And we thank you right now for making a way out of no way for someone under the sound of my voice. Touching our children. Thank you, Father God. Bless our children to hear from you. Speak to them right now as they are lying in their beds. Trouble their minds and their spirits that they will be obedient to the parents of the saved and born again. And they will hear from you. The parents will hear from you. And they will be obedient. So their children will be obedient to them. We take you at your word, Father God. By stripes we are healed. And we claim deliverance on this day. This is your chief apostle. Thank God, soon to be Archbishop, Patricia A. Stewart. God bless you real good, each and every one of you. Postal workers, garbage workers, UPS workers, Amazon workers. God bless all of you. Tune in again on Tuesday. Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministry. Continue to write to us at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God bless you real good, Tuesday through Saturday. We are praying without ceasing. I found the answer. I learned how to pray and obey God's word. Be blessed, my dear ones.